Please, Dr. Do you want to ask you a question? Someone Everson indication procedure was nausea, vomiting, on and off, abdominal pain, epigastric pain, some bloatiness, dysphagia. Date of birth is 3/12/2013. Examine portion of duodenum, mild duodenal biopsy response to the CD3 and presence for enterprise and upper chest. Animal gastric biopsy with an alpha left and sazura varsal precaria is revealed as severe erosive gastritis with the mucosal thickening both in distal and proximal stomach. For proximal body stomach and distal body stomach, they were biopsied and sent separate jar. Rural neoplastic change, rural inflammatory change, rural mucosal submucosal diseases, cholesterol strip by injection. Question short segment, better to esophagus biopsy. Proximal body stomach, mucosal gastric mucosal thickening with severe erosion. Biopsy will take histology diagnosis. And biopsy for the lower body of stomach also taken with severe erosive gastritis for ulceration and inflammation with thickening of the mucosa. These two findings could this be a submucosal lesion, stomach endoplasty like linitis plastica, or could this be the regurgitation, rumination of nauseating, vomiting, retching, vomiting patient get priority. But the biopsy was taken with a neoplastic worsening from changes through a linitis plastica. Number five was enteral erosive gastritis, biopsy of the thyroid. And the last one is a duodenitis biopsy with a helix for recognition. Away for the esophagus biopsy, where usually esophagitis comes a positive, we'll treat appropriately as per protocol with the Flovent. With the biopsy of proximal body stomach and distal body stomach, even if the biopsy comes negative for any neoplastic 84 cells, recommend we should have upper endoscopic ultrasound with Dr. Varadarajalu, VARADARAJULU, for further evaluation. Do I need some mucosal lesion contributing to symptoms? And we started patient on protonic 40 mg BID and carafid 1 gram TID. And also, away for the stomach, enteral biopsy comes for helicobacter pylori, which is the therapy of the small biopsy, where it is through. And also recommendation ultrasound abdomen and CT interrogram, if these ultrasound and CT interrogram has not been done in the last 3 to 6 months. And if all comes negative, then recommendation to have a HIDA scan with ejection fraction of the gallbladder, chronic biliary dyskinesia, allow some medication, soft food, follow on 2 weeks, and nutrition. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Nandam, and copy Dr. Parmasari, Dr. Shura, November 7th to 22nd, November 7th to 22nd. Patient option.